Well, I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Thursday Night Call. I am Thomas Kish, the creator of the Ultimate Real Estate Investor's Guide, how to get $200,000 in new lines of credit for all your real estate needs. And I'm the founder of the website, www.cashflowexperts.biz. For tonight's call, we have Andy Tolbert. She is going to talk about how to do your first deal in real estate. Andy, welcome to tonight's call.
Thank you.
Our listeners may be wondering, who is Andy? And I'd like to tell them, after entering the real estate industry over a decade ago, Andy made it her mission to master every aspect of real estate, mortgages, investing, and the interactions between the three. That's the key thing that I really like about Andy's message. Her in-depth understanding of these principles in this industry have made CPAs, real estate agents, attorneys, and many other professionals seek her guidance. So that means she really knows her topic very clearly. She's been a licensed mortgage broker for more than 10 years and a licensed realtor for 8, and she's been training people on how to do this, specifically how to do your first deal, for 6 years now. Andy's very active in her industry, including being a founding member of the Investors Resource Center. She was a past president of the Central Florida Realty Investors and editor of Real Estate Investing 123, as well as many other sites. Andy, I know you've kind of made it your mission over the years to help people get to their first deal. Why is that your area of focus?
Well, honestly, it's because I got frustrated with seeing the members of my RIA group come to every seminar we put on, come to every single meeting, come to every national speaker we brought in, and they just never did a deal. Over the years, I've been president for over 5 years now between two different RIA groups, and every now and then, I'll ask the whole group in a main meeting, how many of you have not done your first deal yet? And the first shock I get is how many hands go up, but the second shock is when I actually look out at whose hands are going up, and it's faces I've seen around for years. And I'm just amazed that I never would have imagined that these people that have gone to so many training events still haven't done a deal. So I kind of got frustrated about it and decided to do something about it, I guess.
Okay. So this was your club. You founded and ran this reorganization from the very beginning, and you got to see your own members month after month after month at the regular meetings, and were able to sort of take a poll or take a pulse and see that there was a big problem in people's ability to translate the learning, the teaching that they were getting, into actual action, it sounds like.
Right. And unfortunately, I'm speaking from experience, because my husband Tim and I actually went to the group for about 2.5 years before we did our first deal. So I'm not just saying, what's wrong with you guys? You need to get this fixed.
Right.
This is,
you know,
what was wrong
I
with
can
me.
Also, yeah, I mean, I can also tell people I was a chicken in my first deal, and maybe get a chance to tell that story, because it goes to show all of us have some hesitancy. And that's why I wanted to bring you on the call, Andy, because for our, you know, for our listeners, I've seen so many of them to fit into what you're talking about. I do live conference calls every week, and I talk to some of the same people, and I hear the same thing that you're talking about. It's frustrating for me. You know, I know this can be done. I tell them, I say, you have to believe that you can do this. I know you can do it. When you hold that check in your hand, when you hold that first check in your hand, that blasts through any kind of hesitation that you will ever have in the future. The question is just to get to that first check. You know, I've got tons of clients that are doing deals very successfully, so that's why it's frustrating to me to see so many people that can't get their start. That's why I brought you on the call. This is your niche. This is your area of expertise in training people to do that. And maybe it would help for our listeners if you actually shared your first deal so they could see what you just talked about.
Well, after 2.5 years of going to every single meeting, every single national speaker that came through town, buying every single book and tape I could, I literally, when we remodeled our house 3 years ago, I built out a walk-in closet as my library. It's built exactly 12-inch spacing, so all my notebooks and everything would fit in there, and it is full. I need a bigger one. So I have had every training in the world, but it took me a long time to get started, and really the thing that first everybody needs to find the thing that pushes them over the line that's keeping them back. And what I found, our meeting had a thing called Deal of the Month, and a lot of the RIA groups around the country have that. So my husband and I are in the audience, so we're watching one day. And have you ever met somebody that you're not sure how they tied their own shoe this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. What he did was he stuck a sign on the road, somebody called, he got it under contract, assigned the contract to somebody else, and made like $20,000 in a matter of 3 days. And I took my elbow and slammed him in the ribs and said, if he can do it, I know we can do it. And it was kind of that is the defining moment that we just said, you know, we need to just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop analyzing everything and stop worrying about it. He just made $20,000 while we sat here and thought about it. So our first deal was actually a referral from somebody in the RIA group. An inexperienced investor found a for sale by owner, brought it to another experienced investor that he knew to try to help put it together. The experienced investor knew how to put it together but didn't have any money. Since everybody knew I was in the mortgage business, they just assumed I had money. So they brought the deal to me to help put it together. I didn't have any money either. You know, I was early 20s at this point. I didn't know what I was doing. But they thought I did, and that's the key. So we put the whole deal together. We ended up wholesaling it for $3,500 total, split three ways. My share was $1,200. I got a little bit bigger share because I had kind of put the whole deal together. So my share was $1,200. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was $1,200 or $12 million. It was done. And that's what you need to do. Once you get that first one, the rest are easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what everybody finds, is we get so worked up and so worried about that first deal, and we make it this big, huge thing, kind of like what's the easiest way to eat an elephant. That's exactly how people look at their first deal, is that's eating an elephant, I can't do it. Once they take that first bite and get that first deal done, the rest is easy, and you sail from there. It's great.
I agree.
So that was mine. I want to hear about yours.
Ah, okay, great. Well, it's really interesting. I have been a student for a long time, as many people on this call are, and I was learning in the beginning a lot of these techniques about and/or assigns, and I'm like, wow, that's great. I want to do that kind of thing, because again, I didn't have very much money when I was starting out, and I used to send out paper newsletters to a targeted zip code list. And one day, I got a call from a little old lady who'd actually been getting my newsletters for 3 years. She'd never called me before, and she said, I see that you buy real estate, and I don't want to hire a realtor. I don't want to, do a bunch of showings and have people traipsing through my house, and I want to leave all the furniture behind. I want this just to be easy, not doing any maintenance, and I want to be out by the 15th of October, because it's, fall in Minnesota. I want to move in with my kids. I said, well, let me come over and look at the house and see if it meets my buying criteria. I, of course, didn't have any buying criteria at the time, but I always say that, that I need to qualify you to build that level of anticipation up. And I got there, and I knew the market, was red hot, and I said, what do you need to get for your house to make it so that I can help you with, taking care of the furniture you leave behind, doing the maintenance you've deferred, whatever. And she said, I think that she said, it's been a long time ago, I think she said 130 is what she needed. And I knew that that was well below. I didn't need to pull comps. I didn't need to get all hysterical about verifying. I knew that that was so far below the going prices of real estate in that zip code, because I'd done a little bit of research in the zip code. I said, done deal. Let me go and get a purchase agreement. Let me write my name and or signs on the top of it, get you to commit to sell it to me for 130. And I rolled out of there and I said, wow, I don't want to buy that house. Even though I knew what a good deal it was, I was chicken. I go, I'm going to find somebody that I'm going to sign this to. And so I made some calls to some people who were investors who I knew were looking for deals. And the next day had one of them go over and look at it, and I said, I'll assign this to you for $130 if you write me a check for $25,000. I want a certified check to me for $25,000. I don't want to buy it. I don't want, you know, no double simultaneous closing. I just want you to buy it for $130,000, and I want you to figure out a way to come up with $25,000 to pay me an assignment fee. And he said, done. Done deal. So I got a huge check from that deal and thought, wow, I'm a genius. This is, you know, this is the greatest thing in the world. Until I really thought about it and really saw the consequences of that, there was at least $60,000 worth of equity in that property. At $130,000, the property easily had a value of $190,000, and I just given it away for $25,000. He did a little bit of work to it, and he actually got it to sell for $215,000.
Wow.
So he made a ton of money on the deal because he had had the confidence to do the deal. And since it was my first deal, I was chicken. I didn't want to buy it. I didn't want to own it. I didn't want to worry about what the rehab costs were going to be. I thought $25,000 was a great reward for simply sending out a newsletter and going and meeting with her. And it was at that point that I did my first deal that I said, wow, you just need to get involved in this business because there's so much more money than just taking the easy way.
Wow.
Now, that's kind of, my reminiscence. It also helps people to see why it's so important to take action. So let's get down to the meat and potatoes of helping our audience take action and get their first deal. I know you sent out a survey, Andy, to a group of novice investors, some of them on my list, asking them what was standing in the way. And, that's what you're going to share with us today. You're going to give us the actual, the real-life top five obstacles that these people have said is blocking them to success. So I can't wait to hear what those are.
Well, and I was really kind of excited to find out, too, because sometimes we sit and we think we know what other people are thinking, but to actually ask them what they're thinking makes all the difference in the world. Keep that in mind when you're talking to sellers, everybody, too.
Got it.
Surprisingly, actually, I would say not surprisingly, because we've been in a little bit of a rough market in some parts of the country for the last few years, so the number one response was where to find the deals. That's everybody's top question, is where to find the deals. So what I'm going to talk about is five of my favorite insider techniques to find deals in your market right now. How does that sound?
Great. I can't wait. What is the first technique you've got for us?
Well, guess what? Pre-foreclosures. If anybody has turned on the TV or the radio or read a newspaper or a magazine or talked to another human being in the last 6 months, you know that foreclosures are at an all-time high and everybody's saying that the market's going to crash and everything's just going to die. That is not true. Foreclosures definitely are up, but there's a reason behind it, and it's basically people within the last 2 to 3 years have taken out some really bad mortgage financing choices. They've taken out negative amortization adjustable rate loans to afford houses twice as much as what they should have been buying.
Right.
And when those loans are starting to adjust, unfortunately, they can't afford their payments. And taxes are going up and insurance is going up, and it's really just making a market where people who overbought their houses are starting to feel the pain. So the reasons I like foreclosures are there's a lot of them, and they're coming up quicker and quicker. This year, people are really expecting quite a bit of foreclosure activity. A lot of people took out cash-out refinances within the last year or so, and they maxed out as much cash as they could on their houses, and now they can't afford the payments. But they have no equity in the house, so they can't list it with a realtor. There's just not enough spread. So they are definitely more likely to be a subject to take over the mortgage kind of deal. And then the last thing is there's been a lot of speculators, and I say speculators, they weren't investors, and you know what I'm talking about, these people that bought pre-construction houses and they're crossing their fingers and hoping they'll go up.
Yeah, people had never even read a real estate investing book.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody just said, go to the builder model and put down $10,000 and you'll make money. What they have now is they're stuck with properties they can't unload. So they're also more likely to do some kind of a subject to with you. As far as finding people, the other thing with foreclosures, these are the people that have to sell. And that's what everybody says. Find the sellers that have to sell, not just want to sell. When they're in foreclosure, they have to do something within the next, 30, 60, 90 days, depending on what state you're in. But they have to do something, and you can help give them a few more options on their list. the ways I find people in foreclosure, obviously you can look in the legal section of your paper. You can go down to your courthouse and sit there and go through the files. A lot of counties are even now starting to put basic information about their filings online. And I've done all of those ways. I've sat at the courthouse for hours and with a little notebook writing things down. But now what I do, because my time is worth more money, I found that I just subscribe to a local foreclosure listing service. Find one in your area, though. I'm not talking about these national ones. I'm talking about a local one in your city that is going into the courthouse every single day. And they put it all on the computer. It's all on the internet. You just log into your little account, and you put in your search parameters and just hit search, and all of a sudden, here they are. You're not driving 20 miles at $3 a gallon. You're not sitting there trying to figure out how to read a foreclosure file. In my case, I live in a 5-county area. I could spend all week just driving around to every county writing down files. I also happen to market in 2 counties in Florida that are 6 hours away from where I live. And I'm doing very well in that area, but obviously I can't drive to the courthouse every day to search. So all I do is I log in and I tell it what I'm looking for, and it comes back with this little report, who's the attorney, who the parties are, how much is owed, when was the last payment, what other liens and mortgages are on it, all kinds of stuff. Then all I have to do is either send them a mail piece, call them, or go knock on the door. In fact, most of those services will even export to labels if that's what you want to do. So you just stick them on a postcard and send them. So
yeah, I call the current situation in real estate right now the modern day gold rush in real estate foreclosure investing, because that's how profitable this type of investing is for those of us who know how to do it. Okay, so you're talking about a foreclosure listing service being first. What's next?
I've been doing a lot of stuff on the internet lately. Things like Craigslist, eBay, Yahoo groups. It's a great way to find wholesalers. You can go do a search for people, like in your area. If you're in Atlanta, go and do a search for I Buy Houses Atlanta, and you will find other people in your area who are advertising. So contact them and just say, if you ever wholesale something, I want to be on your list. And I actually am doing a rehab right now in Orlando that I got from Craigslist. Actually, what I found on Craigslist was a real estate agent that posted an ad that said, if you're an investor and want underpriced properties, call me to get on my list. And I got on his list, and within 2 weeks, he sent out a property that said, this is a pre-foreclosure, needs to close in 10 days, and I had a contract in his hand within an hour. And the total spread on that one is probably going to be about $25,000 net after everything's said and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Central Florida market, that's a pretty good spread these days because we have a lot of competition down here. But just for spending 10 minutes on Craigslist, I'm going to make $25,000. So that's not a bad investment.
Wow, that sounds like we need a whole seminar by itself to expand on that.
I think it probably could be.
So what's next?
Well, we've already talked about it a little bit, and that is join your local REIA group. You need to not only join, but get active. You need to volunteer. You need to get known. I know everybody's heard the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually say it's not who you know, it's who knows you. I mean, you could say, I met John Travolta on an airplane one day, so I know him. But if he doesn't know you, it doesn't mean anything. So if you are seen in your club as one of the movers and shakers that's always volunteering and your name is always being mentioned, and maybe you're even writing little articles for the newsletter, then people will think of you when they have a property. So I have, in the past, mostly every year I've gotten at least one deal out of just being a member of the group. I've gotten anywhere from probably 1 to 5 deals a year just off the flyers that people hand out at the back table of the room.
Right.
And tons more through the contacts I've made where they call me before they call anyone else because they know I really will close. Besides the fact that most of my friends I've met in the club also, because they think like me.
Right. So, you know, I totally agree with that. And I coach my clients to get involved in those kinds of groups and clubs, because where else can you find a room full of people that think exactly like you and who can help you? It's just incredibly powerful. So that is great advice. it's good to hear from the president of ARIA. So what is next?
Well, I know some people might argue a little bit on this one, but I still think you should have some realtors on your team. Real estate agents, no matter what you like or don't like about them or their industry, they do have a little computer sitting on their desk that has access to thousands of properties. And there are still deals in MLS. I know around here everybody says, oh, you can't buy anything out of MLS. There's nothing in there. But just, I guess it's been about 2 months ago, I pulled one up in a farm area that I work in, and it was priced a little higher than I thought it really needed to be. So I didn't get real excited. And then like 2 weeks later, I was doing another rehab in the same subdivision. So I said, well, let me go look at that one. And I went and looked, and I did a little list of the repairs it needs. And I said, well, they were asking $110,000. I said, well, my numbers on this have to be at $83,000. That's way less than what they're asking. I don't think they're going to take it, but I'll go ahead and throw in an offer. So I put in an offer of $83,000. Ends up that 2 days before that, one of the other, a new investor in my RIA group, had already put in an offer of $75,000, and it was accepted. And they wholesaled it to another member of our club for $84,000.
Right.
So here I was thinking they wouldn't even take my 83 offer, and they took 75 from someone else. So if I had just been quicker and not thought about it and said, oh, they'll never take this, if I had just made the offer, I would have gotten that property.
Right.
So there are still properties in MLS. I would say give everybody a homework assignment that's on the call, is go out in the next week and meet 5 new real estate agents. And instead of just any old real estate agent, I would maybe look for the ones that specialize in foreclosures. And you can do that, get, for example, a Homes and Land magazine or something like that, and look at the ads. Some of the ads will say, if you're looking for foreclosures, call us for our list, or something along those lines. Those are the ones you want to call, because they already are dealing with investors, and they want to deal with more investors. So that's where I would start. Go meet 5 new ones this week, and keep all of them in your contact list, and keep in touch with them at least every month or so.
I agree. I still talk to realtors on a regular basis, and they do good work for me. So that's 4 of the top 5. What would be number 5?
Well, number 5 is, I would say, look for wholesalers. Basically, a wholesaler is somebody, like you wholesaled your first deal. You got it under contract for $130,000, and you wholesaled it to somebody else for $155,000. You acted as a wholesaler in that industry, in that instance. So I would say look for wholesalers that will assign properties to you. But I will put a big disclaimer on it. There are a lot of wholesalers across the country that are very greedy, and they mark their prices up so high that it doesn't leave the end investor enough room to really make much profit. So just be really, really careful. You need to do your own due diligence, even if it's your own mom trying to sell you a property. You need to do your own due diligence. I always joke. My mom's one of my private money lenders, so I use her as a lot of examples when I'm talking. But whoever it is, and in my meetings, when I do my disclaimer at the beginning of every meeting, I say, even if it's me trying to wholesale you a property, you still need to do your own due diligence. You need to see if the repairs are correct. You need to see if the value of the property is correct, because what I can do work for may not be the same cost as what you can do work for. Or I may have missed something. Or my personal investing parameters might be different than yours. So even if it's me, do your own due diligence. So that would be my big disclaimer. But, you know, I still do buy properties from wholesalers. Just keep your eyes open.
Wow, that sounds like some really great ways to find deals. We've covered the things that everybody needs to have, you know, working for them, even if it's a toe in the water in one or more of those topics.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad we only have time to cover 5, because I know that there are lots of things that, you know, that you have to share that people need to learn. And I know that, you know, as I mentioned just about the internet idea, we could expand on those, and we should, to really give people the best opportunity to make money using that information.
Okay. Yeah, actually, in one of the classes that I teach for new investors, I actually go over about 80 different ways to find deals. But we didn't have time for all of them. Oh, can I throw out one more?
Yeah, why don't you give us a bonus? That'd be great.
Okay. I would say tell absolutely everybody you know or come in contact with ever from here on out what you do. If you go to any kind of chamber meetings or networking meetings, stand up and announce it. Give out business cards everywhere. Wear a t-shirt, button, put the magnets on your car, everything. Because believe it or not, right now I am working on a project. In fact, it's supposed to be closing. We'll see. It came from my Tupperware lady. It was a referral from my Tupperware lady. It's somebody she knows that was heading into foreclosure. No Liz pendants had been filed yet, so nobody else in the world knew that these people were heading for foreclosure. But my Tupperware lady called me because at one of the meetings we were at together, I had stood up and said, I help good people out of bad situations with houses, so call me if you know anybody that's in an issue.
You know, I do the same thing, Andy. I mention the word foreclosure. I say, I'm a real estate investor specializing in foreclosure to people that I meet. I give them my card, and they hear that word foreclosure, and they call me, or their people that they know call me because I said the word foreclosure.
I actually tweak it just a little. What I say is my specialty is dealing with people that are having some type of a legal issue, such as foreclosure, divorce, bankruptcy, or probate. And then I've kind of set all those little triggers for them.
Got it. Well, that's really good advice. And you know, someone that's referred to you that way is going to be a much easier client to deal with. The level of trust is there right from the beginning.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so we've covered six ways to get deals in today's specific market. Now, what was the second obstacle that your survey uncovered that people said was blocking them from getting their first deal?
Well, unfortunately, number two is not as easy to answer because I can't just give you a list of do A, B, and C and you'll be done, because it's going to be different for everybody, because number two was fear. So first, let's start with a definition of fear so we know what we're working with. And these are actual real, like, dictionary definitions. To be afraid of or feel anxious or apprehensive about a possible or probable situation or event. Notice it says possible. It's not even a sure thing. The second was an emotion experienced in anticipation of some specific pain or danger. So fear is just an emotion, which means you can deal with it. A lot of people have practiced for many years how to control their emotions. This is just one more to work on. And then the last one is kind of interesting. It's extreme reverence or awe as toward a supreme power. So if you think about it, we shouldn't be afraid. Fear is not a bad thing. Fear, we should actually revere this feeling, because sometimes it does keep us out of trouble, too. Sometimes it's a good, you know, that little voice in the back of your head saying, this deal, something's not right here. Sometimes you need to listen to it, too. We don't want to ignore it. We just need to learn to interpret why our fear is there and when we should listen to it and when we should ignore it. I mean, it basically... Here's an example. If you look up and a building is falling down on you, at that point, I think you're past the point of fear. I think at that point, it's acceptance. It's going to happen. Right. So what you need to do is just learn to read what your subconscious mind or your little voice is telling you, and sometimes you need to learn when to ignore it. So here are basically... The fear is telling you you don't have enough knowledge about something. So what I want to do real quick is give an 11-step checklist to see if you have enough knowledge to do deals. And if you say yes to all these, then you got nothing to fear. If you say no to a few, then we have a little bit of work to do. So here's the 11. The first is, do you have at least one method to find deals? We just gave you six, so that's an answer. Do you know how to determine the true value of a property? Because that is key. If you don't, like in your case, you didn't know what that property was exactly worth, so you could have made quite a bit more.
Right.
And the next is, do you know how to estimate the repairs on a house? Do you know your formula for what you will offer based on value and repairs? Do you know how you'll fund your deal? Do you know how to write a good contract? Do you have systems to keep on top of the deal, both before you buy it, during the rehab, and then after you close on it? Do you know how to oversee a rehab? Do you know how to market it, either for sale or rent, depending on what you're doing? Do you know how to analyze different offers that are made to you on the property and pick which one is best for you as the seller now? And the 11th one is, do you know what to do with the big check you get when you sell it? So if you can answer yes to every single one of those, then maybe it's not really a fear. Your fear is not coming from not having enough knowledge. Your fear is coming from someplace else. So if it's coming from someplace else, then you need to figure out what that is. So what I've done is I've come up with five little techniques that will basically eliminate almost every bit of risk out of buying a house. And if you do these five things every time you're entering into a contract, you've covered yourself from almost all the risk.
So right. Now, if I would have had that checklist, Andy, when I found that first deal, I would have gone for it. I would have said, wow, I have the tool I need to make $80,000 instead of $25,000.
Exactly. Well, that would be another... Here's a bonus lesson I'm going to throw in to everybody on the call. Don't look back. Because I look back at some of my deals I've done in the past, woulda, shoulda, coulda. That one I made $1,200 off of actually was in the Eola Heights Historic District of Orlando, right in downtown Orlando. And I sold it for $130-something was my price I sold it for. And it just sold for $420 this year. And it's sold several times since I wholesaled it years ago. So, in fact, a year later, it sold for $100,000 more. So don't ever look back. Then you just get frustrated. Look forward to all the wonderful deals in your future.
Right. Well, I didn't realize that fear was such a big issue with so many people, so that's great information. What's number three?
Well, actually, let me give you the five tricks real quick. This is
how
you can eliminate all the risk out of buying a house. One, you have to have a great contract, because if you have a great contract, you can get out of anything. Two is you have to have systems, step by step on everything. Don't let anything fall through the cracks. You need to be able to act quickly on deals. And in this business, absolutely, you snooze, you lose. You need to live by those words. The next is know how to work the numbers. You need to be a whiz with numbers. The value, the repairs, holding costs, closing costs, everything. Fourth is you can partner with a more experienced investor on your first few deals. I actually partnered, I think, on my first three. And then the last one is bounce deals off of experts. If you have any doubt about a deal you're working on, find an expert. It might be a mortgage broker, an attorney, an appraiser, a more experienced investor. Run the deal by them. Be ready to pay them for their time. If they really are good at what they do and they know their stuff, they cannot afford to work for free. They'd be losing money. We would never expect to pick up the phone and call an attorney for an hour and not pay for it. So
right.
Be ready to... It's better to spend $100 to find out you have a bad deal then lose $10,000 because you didn't. So don't be cheap there. So that's my five quick tips to eliminate risk.
Okay, and then what would be obstacle number three?
Obstacle number three is kind of my specialty. It's how to fund your deals, and it's kind of your specialty too.
Right.
My side is more on the, since I've been in the mortgage business so long, is more on how to fund deals both through institutional loans and non-institutional loans and private lenders. But this is word for word. These are some of the responses that we got to the survey. Fear of using hard money and having to pay the debt if I can't sell the house. And if you read in there, we had a lot of things going on. We had fear again. We had money. And again, fear, what if I can't sell the house? So it all comes back to that. The next quote is, I'm not clear on how to find financing that works for investors and how to pick the property they will finance. So again, if you had your systems in place, we can cover that one. And then the last quote I'll give you is, I have no money and bad credit. And there's probably a lot of people that fit that bill, and I know your system helps with that, and talking about hard money like I do sometimes is, we don't care about credit. If you're buying a good
right.
property, you can have a loan.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a couple secrets to funding your deals.
Okay.
Notice I didn't say financing, because financing is not always the best method.
Right.
So the first way is get to know some private money lenders. You can find them at your REIA group. You can read ads. You can ask for referrals from other investors. And get to know them and get pre-qualified with them now, so that when you do find a property, they're ready to pull the trigger for you quickly, because sometimes we need to move quick on our deals. The second thing when I was first getting started is as I met all these different hard money lenders, I kept a file at my desk that had each of their name and phone number and how to contact them, but also what their rates were, what their terms were, if they had any preferences, if they wouldn't go outside of my county, all their different rules for lending, I kept it in a file. So then when I got a property, I could just open up the file and I knew who to call on that particular deal. The next thing is make sure you're making offers that are going to fit within your lender's guidelines. Otherwise, you're going to have to bring money to the table. And that's why it's important to know exactly what these private money lenders are willing to do so that then you can structure the deal around it. And also, a lot of times, especially if it's a listed property with a real estate agent, they're going to need an approval letter from you. So your hard money lender is going to need to know you well enough to write a pre-approval letter for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all coming back to know a lot of private money lenders.
Go ahead.
That was it for the hard money lenders. Did you have a question?
Okay. I know that there's so much more that we could cover. You know, unfortunately, our time is limited on these kinds of training calls. With the background you have, obviously, you have a wealth of that kind of information to give out. But I really want to know, you know, the top five obstacles in their entirety. So what's next on your list?
Well, luckily, number four is really easy to overcome. You just need to educate yourself. The responses were kind of a combination of staying out of legal hot water and writing a good contract. And I kind of have combined them into one obstacle because most of the ways the questions were worded, even though they were talking about legal issues, they came back down to how do I make sure the contract keeps me out of hot water.
Right.
So I'm going to cover them kind of as one because most legal issues come back to a bad contract. So I got a couple things here. First and foremost, absolutely critical. You have to learn the real estate laws in your state. There's several different ways to do this. One, you can get on the internet and read the actual state statute that relates to real estate laws. Print it out, highlight any questions you have, and then research and find the answers. The second way is you can ask around your RIA. The third way is you could go pay an attorney to sit down and get a little consultation. I would do that probably after you've read the laws and asked around and you still have questions. And then another way is to take the realtor pre-licensing class. I'm not saying go get your license. I'm saying go take the class that your state requires or get your hands on the book because all they do is teach about the laws to keep real estate agents out of hot water. So that's a quick crash course in your state law. And then I would just say keep your eyes and ears open. You know, you see a lot of stuff on different, like, Yahoo groups that I'm on and different chat rooms. You see a lot of things about the legal side. But I would stress, be very careful who you're listening to. Right now, Florida just had a new, it's called House Bill 65. It's a new foreclosure law that just went into effect July 1st of 2006. And there's a lot of chatter happening on all the chat rooms about this. And some of the opinions I've seen people make on it are absolutely wrong. And I'm not even sure if they've read it. Because what they're saying it includes is not in there anywhere. It was in the original version of the bill 2 years ago, but it was removed from the final bill that passed. But everybody thinks this guy is an expert. And, oh, thank you for the great information. These are the things they're writing in the chat room.
And he didn't read it.
It's absolutely wrong information he's giving. So be very careful who you're listening to.
Right.
The second thing I would say is learn your state, the standard contract that your real estate agents use in your state, and learn it inside out. There's a lot of banks and lending institutions that will not accept an offer on anything other than the standard form they're used to, and also a lot of real estate agents will absolutely ignore it if it's not on the right form. In fact, in our MLS system, a lot of people will put offer must be on a FAR bar only. So if it's on anything else, they just ignore it. You can find out if your board of realtors has a class on the standard contract. I know ours does. It's once or twice a year. And in fact, ours is coming up in the next month or so, and I'm going to go to it again just as a refresher to see what they've changed. Maybe your RIA group has a class on it. The other thing I like about the standard contract is when I'm sitting at a dining room table with a seller, is I can just show them the contract and say, look, this is the same contract that every realtor in Florida uses also, so there's no problems here. So they feel a lot more comfortable about that. Next, I would say have a standard addendum. I'm sure you've bought REO properties. Anytime you buy a bank-owned property, the lender is going to, you can send it in on the standard contract, but then they're going to give you what's called the lender addendum.
Right, and it's going to be huge.
Right. I've seen them as much as like 12, 13 pages. And you really need to read them line by line, because what the contract gives, the addendum takes away. So you need to be real careful to read that addendum. But why can't we have our own addendum? When we're buying and selling properties, couldn't we have our own standard addendum that we just stick on everything too?
In fact, I do have that.
Exactly. So I would tell everybody on the call to have your own standard addendum, and if there's clauses that you always use, no matter what, put them on that addendum so you don't ever forget. Even things like I have to disclose that I'm a licensed real estate associate, put it on that addendum, so then there's no way I can ever forget. Next is use a checklist for your contracts. And what I have is two different checklists. I have one for when I'm buying a property and one for when I'm selling a property. So as I'm filling out my contract on an offer I'm trying to make on a property, I go down my little checklist and it says things like, did you ask the seller to pay closing costs? Did you remember to have an inspection period? Did you remember to disclose you're an agent? All that stuff. So it's one last time before I send it out the door, I can check it and make sure I didn't forget anything. And then same thing when I'm selling a property and somebody has sent me an offer, I have a checklist to analyze their offer, basically. And it's things like, is it an assignable contract? I may not want to sell on an assignable contract. Is the buyer asking for a lot of closing costs? Is the buyer asking for an extra long closing time? All these things that might be little red flags to me are on the checklist, so I don't forget them. I don't put Andy Tolbert or assigns on my contracts anymore, because down here that's a huge red flag and everybody freaks out about it. What I started doing is putting Andy Tolbert and or an LLC or a trust.
Nice.
Verbally, I tell them, my financial advisor sometimes has me put them in a trust, but I don't know on this one yet. He hasn't told me.
Got it.
I've never had a problem. I've had real estate agents accepted. I've had bank REO departments accepted. I have had zero problems with this one so far. Yeah, knock on wood.
That's something they understand. You know, that's language they understand, so that's great. Well, it sounds like you're really into contracts.
I love contracts. I actually teach a contract class here on the Florida FARBAR contract, and I love it. It's totally, okay, I needed a hobby, and it was either sit at home and play video games or play with contracts. And one of them makes me a whole lot more money. But actually, video games are kind of like contracts. The other day I was over at a friend's house, and his kids were playing video games. And one of them asked me to play. And I said, no way. It was one of those fighting games. And I said, there is no way, because I've never played before. I don't know the rules, and I don't know the controls. I don't know which button does what. So there is absolutely no way in the world I could even come close to beating you. And I thought about it, and it's kind of like contracts. Whichever party in the transaction understands the rules of the game, which is the laws, and they understand the controllers and buttons, which is like all the clauses in a contract, they're almost a shoe-in to win. Think about it.
Well, that makes total sense. You know, I've never thought about it that way. Unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time for the training call that we got going on tonight. I like the analogy. And I can't wait any longer. What's number five? What's the final obstacle that's really keeping investors in total from getting their hands on that first check?
Well, it is the fifth one, but it is far from the final one. We had many more responses. I only had time to go over the top five with you today.
Okay.
Would it be okay a little later if I just shared with the call how they could find out the rest of them?
Absolutely. In fact, we probably should give them an opportunity to see the website that you've set up and follow along with exactly what you've built, what you've put together that will help people to do their first deal. I would recommend that you get something to write with. Go ahead and write this down. You absolutely want to go to the internet right now and take a look at this website as Andy's describing this, so so you can follow along with exactly what it is she's put together. You're going to want to go to www.TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal.biz. So it's all one long word. It's TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal.biz. So it's TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal.biz. DoYourFirstDeal.biz.
Ready for number five?
Yep, I'd love it.
Okay. Number five was, and I read every single one of these responses that came in, and I really could kind of feel what the people were asking. And on this one, I could really feel frustration, because basically it was more or less, I don't know where to get started. And unfortunately, the answer to that one's a little tougher, too. But
right.
What we need to do to put them on the path to that first deal is we need to figure out why they're not there already. So the question I want everybody to write down and really sit down and think about, not right now, when the call's over, please, is why haven't I done a deal yet?
Mm-hmm.
Is it lack of knowledge? Remember those 11 questions we went over earlier. If it's not lack of knowledge, do I have the knowledge? And do I need guidance for implementing that knowledge? Even if you have the knowledge in your head, you still need somebody to tell you how to put it all together, I guess is the way to word that.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've asked yourself this question, and seriously think about this, don't just blow it off, because this is probably the one thing standing in the way of your first deal. After you've asked yourself this question, here's three things that you must absolutely do right now to get that first deal. Number one, absolutely must make offers. You will never get one accepted if you never make any. So you have to get in the habit, and you have to practice, practice, practice. In fact, if you made offers as regularly as you brushed your teeth, how many deals do you think you'd have right now?
A lot more.
Have you ever run out of the house and somehow you forgot to brush your teeth, and like for hours you're driving around going, how did I forget? I don't understand.
Right.
I hope I don't run into
right.
anybody. And then you end up pulling into Target and buying a toothbrush and toothpaste and running into the bathroom there. Because it's such a habit that when you don't do it, your body freaks out. Your mind freaks
mm-hmm.
out. I want you to be that same way with doing offers. I want you to, at the end of the night, if you haven't made an offer, be laying in bed and you can't sleep because, oh, I didn't make any offers. Oh, no, what's wrong with me? I didn't make any offers. So from now on, actually, for now, this is not forever, I want you to go through the whole process, figure out your numbers, figure out what your offer would be, and then offer 5 to 10% less than that.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you feel more comfortable. It's not as risky to you. And then if the seller actually takes it, it's going to be a home run.
Right.
Even if none of your offers get accepted, you need to get in the practice of writing them and how to word them and how to structure them and everything. So start making offers now. Second absolute must do is build your team. That's realtors, title companies, your hard money lenders, home inspectors, other experienced investors you can consult with. What will absolutely kill you is if you go tomorrow and you get something accepted and all of a sudden you're scrambling around trying to find, well, who's going to do my title? Who's going to do my home inspection? Then you're going to panic and you're going to back out of the deal, and you probably didn't really need to. So have your team together now. And the third absolutely critical is start your marketing. Do you have business cards? Do you have an email address or maybe even a website? Mine is Turbo House Buyers. Do you have magnets on your car? Can you do direct mail to a foreclosure list? Yes. Get started on it right now. You got to tell people what you do. So there's my three absolutely must-do right now. Make offers, build your team, and start some marketing.
Okay, so I think that I've lost track in the numbers that we're at, because we've covered so many great issues, you know, so many great topics.
I definitely like to share information. That's my weakness. basically, for most people, if you're absolutely new to the business, it is a knowledge thing. If you're not, if you've been around for a little while, it's probably more the fear thing, and we can help you get through both.
Okay. So let's you know, as we wind this call down, let's talk about specifically how you can help people do that.
Okay. Well, basically what I did is I took all those top obstacles that came back from the survey answers, and
mm-hmm.
I have turned them into a series of 10 teleseminars. Now, on most of those teleseminars, I'm also going to send out different handouts by email right before them. So those will be relative to that week's lesson. So,
right.
for example, it might be my how to analyze a property checklist. It could be how to interview a hard money lender checklist. I even have a how to interview a property manager checklist because I use property managers on my rentals. So I have all kinds of good things. Each of the calls is going to be 10 weeks, once a week for 10 weeks, and these are true training. This is not selling. This is not trying to get you into the advanced program. What this is just pure. It's about 75 minutes because that's how long a CD is, and you'll
right.
find out why that's important in a minute. Now, on those calls, I may share with you some of the resources that I've used in my business, and if you want to use them too, you're welcome to, but I'm not going to be selling any other home study courses or boot camps or anything on these calls. In fact,
okay.
at the end of the calls, I'm going to ship everybody that participated their own copy of all 10 calls on CD and all the handouts in a manual. So
wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, because I personally, I like to listen to things over and over and over. I always have CDs playing in the car. And when I listen to any kind of a seminar, whether it's a live or a teleseminar, I take notes and I try to listen, but you can't always catch everything. But even more importantly, what I've, like for example, what I've shared with you today, if you listen to it again 6 months from now after you've done a deal or two, you would listen
right.
to the call in a whole different light. And you would
no,
pick
Andy,
up
I'm
things.
Still taking notes. I'm still taking notes the eighth time that I listen to one of these audio programs.
I do too, because you listen to, you hear different things every time you watch it. Just like you watch a movie for a second time and you see something you missed the first time, it's the same thing in trainings. So at the end of the call, they're going to get a box in the mail that's going to have all 10 CDs in there, plus the manual of all the handouts. So even if you missed one of the emails or something, you're going to get all of those, because I think it's really important to listen to them over and over. In fact, if you miss any of the calls, we'll also have a link to the replay on the website. So if you can't make it to one of the calls, that's fine. We'll have the replay link on the website.
Great.
Now, what the calls are going to cover is they're going to go into much greater detail some of the things we covered today, plus the ones we didn't have time to get to. So things like how to analyze deals and tell if you even have a deal or not, along with some of my checklists. And here's an important one, how to not overanalyze a deal so you miss your chance. We all do that sometimes. That was my problem in the beginning. How to prepare a killer airtight contract, and I'll give you those checklists. How to work with partners. Here's a big one, what to say to sellers. Okay, you did all your marketing, and now you're sitting at their dining room table. What do you say? And
right.
I'm going to share how to use the four languages of communication to create instant rapport. And I have a little trick I call the vanilla ice cream technique, which gets, it works great. It's really cool. We're going to go over negotiation. I'm going to give 20 techniques that you can use right now to not only get better prices on your houses, but get extras thrown into the deal, get your kids to do the dishes, and get the best price from your tradesman that you're working with. I'm going to show you where to find more deals than you can possibly handle and how to even make money off the ones you don't have time to do. How to get past your stuff that's holding you back, and a questionnaire to find out where you are now and what's holding you back. We're really going to get into that fear thing because that's most people's problem. I'm going to show you some tricks on how to run your business so it doesn't run you. I see a ton of investors that work way too hard in this business, and they make it harder than it needs to be, so I've got some techniques for that. And I'm going to have some surprise interviews with both some famous investors that you've probably heard of and some people just like the people on this call that have just recently done their first deal. And I'm going to interview them about what finally helped them get it done and a little bit about the story. And way more. I mean, we don't have time. Obviously, it's going to be, I don't know, what is it, 13, 14, 15 hours. It's going to be great stuff, I promise.
Right. Fantastic.
In fact, I'm going to guarantee it. what I'm going to do is if you listen to the first three calls and you don't think that this program is what you needed to help you get past your obstacle to get that first deal, then I'm going to refund their investment with no questions asked. Does that sound fair enough?
Yeah, that is a fantastic offer. I mean, that's a risk-free, win-win, can't-lose opportunity.
Yeah. In worst case, they got three calls, and they got all the email handouts for those calls.
I mean, I've already learned a ton just on this 60-minute training call, so I can't imagine how much further along people will be when they get those first three calls under their belt, and you can do that with absolutely no risk to you.
Exactly. So what they're going to get is they're going to get live access to all 10 calls. Remember, they're trainings. They're going to get the interviews, the trainings, the email handouts, and all the ideas and techniques to help them get to their first deal, you know, or their second deal. I actually have one of the people that answered the survey. They did their first deal 2 years ago, weren't happy with it, so they kind of did nothing. And now they're back active again, so they wanted help getting to their second deal, which is fine. Even if you've done one or two, you can always learn how to do them better. At the end of the 10 series of calls, you're going to get the CDs of all the calls shipped to you, along with the manual with all the handouts and checklists that we talked about. In fact, you know, I'll just put the checklists and spreadsheets on a disk. How does that work?
That's great, yeah.
I've sold the disk with not all the forms. It's only got about half of them. I've sold it for $49 here when I speak live. So what's on there is actually spreadsheets with formulas where it'll calculate things, all kinds of cool stuff. Also, I will give a one-year membership to the Do Your First Deal website.
Ooh, that's valuable. I love that.
Oh, you are going to get so excited about some of the things in there. We're going to have a first deal award. Everybody that does their first deal can submit the story of it and the picture of it, and we will post it for everybody to see. Because for you to do your first deal, it will help if you see other beginners doing theirs. It's a real motivating factor. So everybody that does their first deal is going to be able to post it. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, that's very cool.
The other thing is I've already started it. It's a blog that I'm calling Reality Real Estate, where I'm actually sharing a day in the life of a real estate investor, where myself, my husband, and my assistant, Stacy, are writing a diary of our day-to-day experiences of doing houses and rehabs, both the good and the bad, and problems we run into and what we did to solve them and get around them. So I think that'll really help.
And the way that people get this opportunity is to go to your website, is to go to www.tomrecommendsdoyourfirstdeal.biz. This is not .com because this is about business. So it's .biz. Tom recommends doyourfirstdeal.biz. If you are not near a computer, I would really encourage you, write that down, and as quickly as you can get in front of the internet, take a look at the website that Andy's put together. Now, I know that she and I talked at length before we agreed to do this call about, you know, how much value she was going to offer to my clients and the special opportunities, the special limited bonuses that she was going to be able to include. So you're going to find an amazing amount of profitable information on there. And for a limited time, I know that you're going to throw in some special bonuses, right, Andy?
Yeah, you twisted my arm. But it's important. I really think you asked me what could we do that's special for your callers and your clients. I know a lot of these people you have a long-term relationship with, and we really do care about our members and our clients and the people we work with.
And I mean, you've made this affordable to begin with, so it's not like this is out of the reach of anybody. You've made the training affordable. You've made it easy to follow, and you're going to do us the favor of adding so much more additional value. I mean, that shows your level of commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I agreed to do is basically a one-hour personal coaching call with each of you that signs up for the training for the 10-call series, and basically on that hour, I'll send you a little questionnaire first so that you don't need to waste half of it just filling me in. I'll send you a little questionnaire,
right.
And then I'll look at the questionnaire before our call. And then we've got a good solid hour of figuring out exactly where you're lacking in education. If you need some additional education, I can tell you exactly what holes you need to fill. And if it's not education, then we'll work on what is the problem.
So this is a private 1 hour. This is not in a group of people. This is you by yourself and the client that signs up for this training privately, one-on-one, talking about their needs and their education.
Exactly. And since it's over the phone, you don't even have to buy me lunch for it.
Wow. You know, if I did that kind of consulting for clients, I would charge $1,000 an hour for that. So that's the value. You know, that Andy is providing to you guys. It's rare. It's amazing to get an opportunity. She's been 10 years in the business, and to get a chance to talk to her one-on-one, not in a teleconference group, is an extremely valuable addition. That's a bonus on top of all of the training that she's already described to us. What are you able to price this entire program at for my clients to be able to take advantage of this in a way that's affordable for them?
Well, we have priced it at $497,
wow,
which gets you all 10 calls and the recordings of all the calls shipped to you afterwards and the emails and the manual shipped at the end of it all. You'll get all the package all at once. I'm throwing in all of my forms and checklists and spreadsheets on a disk that you pop in your computer, so you have them all right there. 1 year of membership to Do Your First Deal.
So you're talking for $497, we're going to get 10 hard physical CDs, we're going to get a package with the actual printed manual, we're going to get all of the forms, all of the content that we need, and they're going to get a membership to the 1 year worth of Do Your First Deal private members only site, and your 1 hour of private one-to-one bonus consulting.
Right, and I'm the kind of person that throws other things in, too. So when you actually get your box, there'll probably be a few other things in there, too.
That's great. That is really fantastic.
That's how I am.
So, again, I would really encourage people to take advantage. This offer is going to have to be limited. If you're going to be teaching people one-on-one, there's only a limited number of people because there's only so many hours in the day that you can set aside for this. Please go immediately. You've heard this incredible offer. Go to www.tomrecommends.com. DoYourFirstDeal.biz. And I would guess that you're going to have to limit this to probably less than 24 people, wouldn't you think, Andy?
Yeah, unless we can schedule them between like 2 and 4 a.m.
Ah, well, I don't think that we can do that. So clearly you can only do this special $1,000 bonus offer for a handful of people. I'd say that if you're hearing this call now, Thursday night, you need to get on the Internet and take advantage of this opportunity. As Andy said, you've got the opportunity to go through the first three classes, get a full unconditional refund. If for any reason it doesn't meet what you thought it was going to, I can tell from what Andy's described to us on this hour-long call that there's going to be so much wealth in those three calls. I have all the confidence in the world that this is going to help the people that need the help the most. So please go to www.TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal. That's all one big long word, TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal.biz. Be one of the first 24 people to take advantage of the one-on-one bonus offer that she's made. And I would say, Andy, that we should probably give them a little longer than just tonight to get their orders in, to make sure that they don't miss the cutoff. Can we say that this special offer would go up until like Saturday night at midnight? Is that going to give you too many of these personal one-on-one clients to deal with?
No, I think we'll be okay. I think I can make that work.
Okay, all right, so take action now to guarantee that you're going to get one of these 24 spots and get your affairs in order. If you have any challenges, make sure that you get them resolved by midnight Saturday night so you can take it in for $497. And basically that's a deposit. If you don't like the content of the information, you're going to get that refunded to you after the third week. So this is an amazing opportunity. Grab one of those 24 spots before they are all gone.
You want to hear something funny? I have experienced investors that want to be on this call series just because I'm going to be interviewing some of the gurus on their first deal. I've got experienced investors that said, how can I be on those calls because those are going to be great.
I mean, that's like having lunch with somebody who's basically telling you their secrets for the price of a lunch. Everybody wants to be at that lunch table.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
I'm excited.
I am too. Well, I really appreciate you, coming on and taking your valuable time. Obviously, with all of the businesses that you're involved in, all the deals that you're doing, your time is limited. So I appreciate you sharing this information with us tonight on this public call, and I really appreciate the kind of attention that you're going to be giving my clients to really coach them to doing their first deal. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with us?
A million of them. let's see. Top thing is you need to figure out what is holding you back. If you haven't had a chance yet to answer the survey, you still can. In fact, it's on that website, the Tom Recommends DoYourFirstDeal.biz. There's a little place down in the corner that says answer our survey. And really just sit down and look inside yourself and figure out, is it lack of knowledge or do you need help implementing the knowledge? And this call series is going to cover both.
Okay. And, you know, the final thing, Andy, that I can add to this from my point of view is everyone I know, like yourself, like me, the people that we know that are successful, they had two things. They had a mentor. They had somebody along the way that was an experienced person that shared with them what had worked for them. So people... You know, people like you and I did not go into this blindly. We had material that we could study. We studied it over and over again, and we had that opportunity to have somebody personally work with us. You will find that as a common thing with anybody that's successful. This is your opportunity, folks. This is your opportunity to get some one-on-one time in a wonderful 10-week training course, hard physical products in the form of CDs, manuals, and all of the forms and paper material that you'll need. For $497, this is a rare opportunity. The mentors that I worked with, I was just giving a presentation on Tuesday night, and I told the people in that RIA meeting that I had actually been a member of a $25,000 mastermind group. I learned a lot of what I know today from that mastermind opportunity with other more experienced people that were willing to share things with me because I was willing to help them out where they needed it. Well, this is an opportunity for you to get that kind of mentoring, that kind of face-to-face time with someone for an incredibly affordable tuition membership for this. My uncle likes to say, you will pay your tuition whether you go to college or whether you pay it at the School of Hard Knocks, and that is so true.
And I've done a little bit of both.
Yeah, we all have. And it's better to get this kind of training up front so that your tuition at the School of Hard Knocks is as low as it can possibly be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, well, one more time, people. Please go immediately. Get one of those limited 24 spots to work one-on-one with Andy. Go to www.TomRecommendsDoYourFirstDeal.biz. Well, thanks again, Andy. Thank you so much for sharing your time. I will look forward to seeing you again when I'm in the greater Florida area. We had a very nice time together sharing stories and business ideas when I was there last time.
Yep, I look forward to it. And thank you for having me on your call. I was honored.
You bet. I appreciate it. Have a great night, everybody, and we will look forward to working with you all very soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.